Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey. You know, whenever you get a group of people together, you're going to have personality clashes. It's a part of being human, which means it happens here in Odyssey, too. It's not news to anybody that Eugene and Bernard Walton don't see eye to eye. So what do you think would happen if the two of them had to live together in the same house? Well, hang on to your hats, because we're going to find out when today's Adventure in Odyssey continues, right after this. It's a typical afternoon here at Wit's End. Kids are milling about, Wit is behind the counter, and Bernard Walton is just walking through the door. Let's find out what he wants.
Well, that's all, Wit. The windows are done.
Thank you, Bernard.
Took a little longer than usual.
Oh?
I'm telling you, Wit, your windows have more fingerprints on them than the easels at a convention of six-fingered hand painters. You should post signs telling the kids to keep off.
What kind of a place would Wit's End be if I had signs all over the place telling kids not to touch the windows?
Well, a lot cleaner, that's for sure.
Where are you off to now?
Campbell County Community College.
Really? New clients?
Yeah, not bad, huh? Then I'm going home for a quiet evening at home.
Oh, Maud's still visiting her family?
Yeah, won't be back for another week.
Oh.
You know, Wit, you should come around one night. Give us a chance to do some manly things, you know, like a couple of wild, carefree bachelors.
Like what?
Are you kidding me? Oh, you're a single man. What do you do for fun in the evenings?
Oh, I work around the house, tinker with a couple of inventions. I read, mostly.
Yeah, sounds about as exciting as the label on a tube of toothpaste. Remind me to invite you around for some warm milk and aspirin.
Okay, see you, Bernard.
Eugene? Hey, Eugene!
Mr. Walton, what are you doing here at the college?
I just finished cleaning some windows, but what are you doing?
Oh, well, at the moment, I'm standing on the corner attempting to put my mental faculties to full use in order to determine a course of action.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's been nice talking to you.
I'm trying to make a decision.
And the luggage at your feet?
My meager possessions. Alas, up until today, I was living here on campus. But now, I am an orphan, an outcast, a pariah from the domicile to which I've grown accustomed.
Well, getting rude won't help. You telling me they threw you out of college?
Every 10 years, they fumigate all the dormitory buildings. What students are here at the time have to vacate and find lodgings elsewhere.
So you're stuck for a place to live, huh?
Yes, for an entire week.
Well, that's too bad.
Yes, nowhere to go, no one to turn to. These are the times when I'm acutely aware of the emptiness of my existence without familial relations.
So you're saying if you had a family, you'd have a place to go, huh?
Well, of course. I'd have someone to take me in. Parents, siblings.
Cousins.
Pardon me, Mr. Walton, but...
That's what you're leading up to, isn't it?
Not at all. I would never exploit that thin link between us. Mm. It's hardly worth mentioning. Just because we're distantly related through mutual ancestors doesn't mean you're obligated in any way. Perhaps Mr. Whittaker...
Get in the truck, Eugene.
But...
You are my cousin, after all. I can't have you hanging around street corners. What will people say? Come on.
But really, Mr. Walton...
We have a spare room, Eugene. My wife is out of town this week, and I'd... Enjoy the company.
I wouldn't expect to burden you for free.
You wouldn't make any money charging to be a burden, Eugene. No one could afford you. Besides, you're family. I can't believe I said that.
It's a matter of principle. I insist on doing something to help.
All right, all right. Just get in before the campus security arrests me for double parking. No doubt they're hiding in the bushes around here somewhere.
Thank you, Mr. Walton.
Don't mention it. At all. I wouldn't want people to think it's a habit for me. Well, you all settled in?
I am indeed. Thank you very much.
Room's not too cramped. Not that I could do anything if it was.
The closet is actually bigger than my entire dorm room. It really is quite pleasant. In fact, the entire house is a splendid example of Victorian architecture.
Old, you mean? Yeah, that's how I like it. Those new cardboard houses they make now have about as much character as a roll of wet tissue paper.
And while we're discussing it...
It's in the hall closet.
No, actually, I simply wanted to take another opportunity to say how much I appreciate
Eugene,
the extension of your goodwill.
Eugene, don't start again. You're the only guy I know who could ruin gratitude by saying thank you.
I want to fulfill my promise to help you. The first thing I'm going to do is set up my computer and input your customers.
You leave my customers alone.
No, no, I'll enter their names on the computer and set up a complete record of your transactions with them. That way you can keep track of who they are and how much they owe you for the work you've done.
Oh?
It's the least I can do.
You're probably right. My customers are all in that account book there.